spotty, and then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front, much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump, who often doubles down on controversial statements, stunningly and publicly calling on China to launch an investigation into a political rival, even as he faces an impeachment inquiry.
Another whistleblower, this time at the IRS, alleging political interference involving the president or vice president's tax returns.
Apple is publicly backing the nation's dreamers. The company and its CEO, Tim Cook, write, "We collectively owe it to the dreamers to hold up our end of the bargain."
A major settlement agreement between MGM and victims of the Las Vegas massacre has agreed to pay at least $735 million.
Gamers aren't the only ones making money off Fortnite. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney has landed on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans for the first time.
A husband and wife doing 63 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone at 4:30 in the morning. Florida Deputy Robert Pound surveilled the scene.
I've got a female having a baby.
Congratulations, you got a little girl.
A high-speed chase with a happy ending.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. I want to thank David Woods for coming in today. Appreciate him on the Friday before the Tuesday election. Getting out and voting is going to be very important. Joey, we got to do the name game.
Amy Lear,
another cool name.
Yeah, Amy Lear. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. So again, Amy Lear, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win this amazing massage package.
That is really a great package. Great package. Let's clear out some of our clips here. We got a lot going on. Oh, man. With the let's start out with Peter Ducey on Sanders, Biden, and the Biden fundraising numbers. This is interesting.
Turning to the 2020 campaign, Vice President Joe Biden is sharpening his defense against the president's attacks on him and his son, Hunter. And it looks like Bernie Sanders may be down, but not out. Correspondent Peter Ducey with our report tonight from Las Vegas.
The politician promising a political revolution is making progress in a Las Vegas hospital tonight. Bernie Sanders is up and about and cracking jokes, according to his wife, Jane, who adds, there has been no need for any additional procedures. We expect Bernie will be discharged and on a plane back to Burlington before the end of the weekend. It's still not clear how sick Sanders was, but the Wall Street Journal reports that a Sanders spokesman, quote, originally said the senator didn't have a heart attack, but later said more tests would be run to determine that diagnosis. Just last month, Sanders went over his medical history with Dr. Oz.
78 years old, and he's strong, and his heart muscle apparently is fine, so it's not going to impact his future. But if he had ignored the pain, that could have been a catastrophe.
The 78-year-old says he tries to keep healthy habits, although sometimes eats dinner too late and only sleeps 5 or 6 hours a night.
The campaign trail is really not conducive to good health habits. But what I try to do as much as I can is walk. I'm a big walker.
As Sanders fights for a clean bill of health, Joe Biden is trying to clear his name.
I'm not going anywhere.
Biden believes President Trump fears facing him next year and argues he never abused his power as Obama's VP.
We weren't pressing Ukraine to get rid of a tough prosecutor. We're pursuing Ukraine to replace a weak prosecutor who wouldn't do his job.
If Democratic rivals want to press Biden on this, the next debate is in 12 days. And Bernie Sanders says he'll be there for what will be his 13th primary debate in a row, dating back to last cycle.
Throw your hands up, but you haven't...
Bernie Sanders is the only Democrat running this time who also ran last time, but we don't know if we're going to see him on the campaign trail before that next debate in Ohio, because he does plan to rest even once he leaves the hospital, where he is about to spend a third night in a row, and where he just found out that the $25 million he raised in the third quarter is $10 million more than the number Joe Biden just announced a few minutes ago, $15 million.
Oh, Joe Biden only raised $15 million?
Uh-oh.
That's not good. So that puts him down below Buttigieg. That's not good. Elizabeth Warren hadn't released her numbers as of this morning. So poor guy. He's kind of faltering here. You know, we always ask, I've always posed the question, was Rob Rosenstein a white hat or a black hat? And Tom Fenton may have the answer for us here. Let's listen in. Tom Fenton.
That is Attorney General Barr gets closer to exposing all of this corruption inside this deep state and all the corruption in 2016. The Democrats, their allies in the media would start a new op research smear campaign against the president. We'll not stop digging for answers and pursuing truth and ultimately justice. Tonight we have more big breaking news out of Judicial Watch as they have obtained new DOJ documents that include an email from former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to Bob Mueller telling him that, quote, boss doesn't know about their discussions. To explain, as Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton, sounds to me like they're colluding.
It sure does. Who's the boss, and why doesn't he know about their discussions? This is shows a secretive communication with Bob Mueller just after Comey's fired. I don't think Sessions was necessarily recused from issues related to whatever Rosenstein was thinking that he ought to be investigating with Mueller. Later, there's another email that he sends out to a friend of his. He says, this is the day before he appoints Mueller. I am with Mueller. He shares my views. Duty calls. Sometimes the moment chooses us. What is going on here, Sean, is that you have an anti-Trump official, Mr. Rosenstein, bringing in an anti-Trumper Mueller. How else would you see that email than, especially given Mueller's later conduct of the special counsel operation that was so abusive towards President Trump? You know, every investigation of President Trump during the Obama administration, to the special counsel investigation, and now here, has been illicit, corrupt, and I tell you, something needs to be done in figuring out what these other discussions were about. They also show that Rosenstein was in regular contact with the media, and the media was cheering him on. 60 Minutes reporter writes him, you know, good call on Mueller. You would be great too running the investigation. Unbelievable.
Man. Uh-oh. So It seems that, so, he's my man. He said that before he appointed him.
Hmm.
And I'm eager to see these emails. Tom Fenton has uncovered some really good stuff out of this whole thing.
Yeah, I think I've...
Let's listen to this last part of this.
Yeah, I think I figured this guy. This guy played both ways, you know, okay, now I better go back to the president now. But he really sounds like they were anti-Trumpers and never-Trumpers, and that's why he appointed Mueller, assuming they had a pre-done conclusion. That's my guess. All right. Thank you.
Well, remember, the appointment came out of the coup discussions, wearing a wire on the president, invoking the 25th Amendment, and appointing a special counsel. That's what this was about. The coup documented.
I'm eager to see those emails out here, because I always thought that Rosenstein was kind of too cute by half and trying to be everybody's friend and play up to Sessions, play up to Trump, play up to the bad guys out of here. And I think he was just a bureaucrat, and that's the way those guys do it. So we'll see in the fullness of time, as we say. Elizabeth Warren. Pow Wow Chow?
What about Pocahontas? What has she done now?
Elizabeth Warren on the lie again. Listen in.
Remember this touching story? I still have a picture on my mantle, a picture of my grandfather. My Aunt B has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do. Being Native American has been part of my story, I guess, since the day I was born.
And as we all know, Warren's DNA test last year showed she was less than 0.1% Native American. But that's not all. A new lie has emerged. This story has become a 2020 campaign trail favorite.
I finished my degree and I became a special needs teacher. I loved it. And I would probably still be doing it today. By the time we got to the end of the first year, I was visibly pregnant. And the principal did what principals did in those days. They wished you luck, showed you the door, and hired someone else for the job.
But it's an evolving narrative. What will she think of next? Joining me now, Howie Carr. Howie, is this just a case of maybe she's just a little fuzzy on the memory, or is it developing to help her in a campaign?
I think the right word is evolving, Laura. You hit the nail on the head. It's almost Biden-esque, the way she picks out things that she likes and puts them into her own biography. I think the most appalling case was with her grandparents. And she said that her parents, back in Depression-era Oklahoma back in the 1930s, had to elope because her paternal grandparents were so opposed to her father marrying her mother, who was supposedly a Native American, so that they had to elope. That was her word. They had to elope. And she told this story repeatedly. Breitbart went back during her first Senate campaign and checked out the newspaper accounts back in her little hometown of in Oklahoma, rural Oklahoma. It turns out that her parents, they just decided on a Saturday afternoon to go to they drove to the next town. They weren't married by a justice of the peace or, you know, which usually happens in an elopement. They were married by a prominent Methodist clergyman. They drive back and to the town and have a big wedding reception, which was apparently already planned. Yeah, it got covered on the front page of the next week's newspaper. So there was no elopement. It was just all nonsense that she made up. You know, she said on the campaign trail earlier this year, I practiced law for about 45 minutes. And then it turns out right before Memorial Day for minimum coverage, she lists this 56 cases that she'd handled, and a lot of them were bankruptcies. And you know what she and Bernie say about whenever Donald Trump had a brush with bankruptcy? Oh, it's crony capitalism.
That's amazing. So they eloped, but then they came back for a big celebration. And the whole town was invited.
My favorite is her papa.
Papa.
Her papa had high cheekbones.
Okay, so now we're going to get into her favorite recipe on Pow Wow Chow.
Howie, you've done some looking into, it's pretty extensive about her lies, and you came across something that didn't seem right in her cookbook. It's called Pow Wow Chow. What in the world? What did you find in her cookbook?
Well, this was put together by her cousin back in Oklahoma back in the 1980s. This was, she was starting small with a grift. Like, you know, like that's the way you usually work a scam. You don't start out like a big Ponzi scheme. You start out with something small, small embezzlement. So she says she needs to come up with a recipe for this powwow chow cookbook, an Indian cookbook. So she comes up with something called a cold crab omelet, which she claims is a family recipe that's come down, I guess, from the Trail of Tears. So we, during the first Senate campaign, we just typed in the first words of cold crab omelet, of the recipe, and it came back. She had lifted it, plagiarized it from a guy named Pierre Franet, who was the New York Times French chef. It was one of the famous recipes, a favorite of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor.
Indian. Yeah, that's just crazy. Howie, thank you so much. Keep on it.
And when you look at it,
I remember this.
When you look at this, and where they go, it's verbatim.
Yeah, she didn't even do a good job of plagiarizing it or covering her tracks. And but I mean, you know those French Native Americans,
no, French Indians,
right?
News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We have a lot more coming up right after this.
With Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boo! Guess who? That's right, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
This is where we are. Joey, it's Friday.
I know. I'm liking it.
I raised a plane at 3:32. I got it taped because I'm going to have kind of a gastrological journey this weekend. It's going to go down some new paths I haven't been in a long time.
One shows how much I know about baseball these days, but is it a best of five series or best of three in the first round?
Best of five.
Best of five.
Best of five, yeah.
So they lost last night, but...
Lost last night, play at home again tonight, then on the road for two, and then back.
Hopefully they pick up this win then in game two.
I hope so. They screwed it. And Acuña, the young $20 million guy, 21 years old, $20 million, he did it again. He hit the ball, and he ran with the bat in his hand, watched the ball to see if he was going to make a home run. And it wasn't a home run. It was a off-the-wall double. It should have been a double. And he gets to first base and gets stuck. And then he gets to second base and doesn't pay attention. They grab a ball out of the air, and then he's left at second base, and they tag him out. So it's a double out. I mean, it was just...
Oh, that's like Little League stuff.
Exactly. I mean, you pay somebody $20 million. I'm sure what the coach said, we pay you $20 million not to see whether you hit a home run or not. We pay you $20 million to get on base.
You hit it 500 feet, you can walk with the bat. But you better know you hit it 500 feet.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard. Are you ready for the weekend, my friend?
Man.
Are you ready for the weekend and some great football?
I am, sir. Very much so. Pocahontas, though, man.
Didn't you like that?
She is never going to be able to live down that brand. I'm telling you what, Donald Trump branded her, and she's going to carry that from now on.
Here's the thing out of that story is that she has a pattern this year. She's doing this all the time. And let me tell you something. When you get on the big boy campaign trail, if the national press doesn't do it, Donald Trump will do it, but I tell you what will happen is she'll get into some of these media markets, and a local media person will do it to her.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. What is this ever-loving need that the Democrats have to embellish these stories, though, of their lives to try to add meaning and purpose? I suppose.
Yeah, they want to be better than they really are.
There's something. Something. What is this? And back up here. So Elizabeth Warren's grandparents were driven out of town by the white nativists in order to get married, and that's the story.
Yeah, that's the story. Is that they had to go in a low because her family did not want her them to get married because she was Native American, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it's her mother. Was Native American.
Which kind of
blows that concept out with her DNA test.
Blows that, out of the water there. And then they just, really what happened is they just decided to get married on a Saturday, and it turned out there's nobody that could do it there in town, so they drove to the next town over, and a Methodist minister married them. They came back and had the reception.
Bingo! I know.
Piece of work.
I know. And the amazing thing is, I mean, you look at her, you look at her stories. Why do you keep persisting with this stuff?
Why? Even in the face of it? And why do people, who can believe it? Who can believe anything from then on? Because there's a pattern, that has set in here.
I want to tell you something. What she's going to do, people that do this kind of stuff, she's going to do it again. Because now where the thing is, I was pregnant, I was working in special ed, and, you can say I was pregnant, so they fired me. Getting the pity vote.
Right. Poor, pitiful me. Look what happened to me. And so I understand, poor, pitiful you. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What a giant mess this is. For her, anyway.
When you look at these candidates, they are so flawed. I mean, this Biden stuff, when you get into the stuff I'm going to have John Solomon's going to be talking about, when you get into this Biden stuff, this guy is so tainted, it's unbelievable. So that's the number one guy right now. The number two person, who in some polls is number one, is Elizabeth Warren, and she's got this. And then she's got all her wacky ideas. I mean, that's not going to go anywhere. And then you got Bernie, who had to have two stents in, who is going to be in the hospital till the end of this weekend. A friend of mine said, who just had this happen, said, that's a long time to be in the hospital after two stents.
Well,
I mean, he had bypass surgery, and he was in there for that long. I'm talking about full bypass surgery, not stents.
I mean, just based on his hair, it looks like he needs a straitjacket whenever he's out in public.
He does look like the wacky professor, doesn't he?
Yeah, there is some serious... big doo-doo there, you know, with all of them. But all of these, well, think about it, though. Hillary, you know, landing under fire. She's embellishing stories. Biden, I think he's, you know, had a few little embellishments to his story. What is it? Why do they have to continue to think that they've got to add to so that they can have a dramatic flair to their lives?
But we do have to agree that sometimes Trump can kind of over-exaggerate.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I do. So, I tell you, though, I think you're right, though. I think they're in big trouble, and I think that the Democrats are starting to, you know, really understand that. Do you have any idea that if Biden is not going to be the candidate, that the Democrats might just pass over all of them and nominate somebody that's not even on the radar right now? Do you think that's a possibility? Either?
Well, if they do that, they're going to have to hurry up because once you kind of get into the... Because they're in the caucus primary world, is once you get into the late November, early December, it's practically impossible to try to put together something in Iowa and New Hampshire. And it certainly isn't... There's nothing organic about Iowa and New Hampshire.
No.
In other words, it didn't just happen.
You're right. Well, all right, I'm watching with, great entertainment here.
Give me your prediction on the game on Saturday.
Oh, golly. You're going to put me on the spot here. Oh, my goodness. Because I haven't been watching Florida and what they can do yet. So,
stop hedging and answer.
Let's say Auburn by a field goal. How about that?
Be a good game, then.
Auburn by a field goal.
Man, that would be tight.
Yeah.
Have we seen a line on this?
I have not looked it up, but I can look it up real quick.
Well, you know, all I'm saying is if we are going to win, it might be close, and if it is close, it's going to be by a field goal, so... You know, I think that we've got a good kicker still at Auburn. And I have a lot of faith in his abilities. So, but what do you think it's going to be?
I don't really have a sense of the score. The question is going to be, will Auburn's defense show up? Because you have to stop, because Florida does have a good offense. And, you know, what's their offense going to be against Auburn's defense? And then, is this going to be like the Oregon-Auburn game where the defense kind of kept them in the game, and then they finally came back in that minute and 45 seconds. Will their offense be able to get things done? I don't know. You know, I think if Florida gets the ball and scores first time, then Auburn better watch out. I think if Auburn gets the ball and can score right off the bat and stop them from scoring, I think it's going to be a good game for Auburn.
Well, Miles Jones has a tendency, I'm afraid to say it, to follow the Gene Chizik model, which is win in the last few minutes of the game while everybody's taking their heart medication.
Yeah, I know that. So, this game is brought to you by Montgomery Cardiology. I swear, I told my friends that after the Auburn-Oregon game.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, listen, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I able to get in Sweet Creek yet?
Yeah, he's past it. In his.
When did you win it?
Did you win it over 3 months ago?
I can't. It's got to be July. I believe, when I won it last. So, as Red Top might put it, am I not out of purgatory yet?
he says that only because he's
so
a Catholic.
If so, put me in 528.
Okay, I'll double check it, and if you're past that window, we'll put you in. But I've got your birthday.
Thanks, Papa
Thanks
B.
Thanks so much. All right, we'll see.
Ta-ta. News 793.1. Demo show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7676. That's promo code 7676 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says there's nothing wrong with asking Ukraine and China's leaders to investigate Joe Biden.
If a foreign country can help us with respect to corruption and corruption probes, and that, I don't care if it's Biden or anybody else.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Twitter calls the president's appeal wrong and appalling. Elizabeth Warren's campaign reports raising $24.6 million last quarter, just behind Bernie Sanders and ahead of the other Democrats who've reported so far. All 15 fraternities at Ohio University are suspended.
Ohio University citing a growing concern elevated by allegations of hazing against seven fraternity chapters made this week. And 11 months after a Sigma Pi pledge was found dead, is suspending all fraternities, calling hazing allegations troubling, and that the school will not put at risk the health and safety of its students.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. Hang on, one more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two 9228. That's where we are. TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. What do we do on TGIF? I'll tell you what we do. We do the giveaway for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Best giveaway in the River Region. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Big Mama. Big Mama, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. And how are you today?
Hot, but I'm looking forward to the cool days.
It is. I'm really looking forward to next week.
Well, I just met with a friend for lunch, and we decided to go out to the Sweet Creek tomorrow, and I thought it'd be fun if we had a gift certificate.
Ah, so you want to get in on the drawing, huh?
I do.
Have you been there before?
I've ridden past, but I have not stopped.
You've ridden past, but you have not
stopped. Well, I had a destination. It was not like I could stop. I had to be somewhere else. I'm looking forward to going back.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great place.
Right.
Do we have her info?
Indeed, I do.
Big Mama, when you were driving past it, where were you driving to?
I was going into Pike Road to pick up a grandchild.
Ah, the Pike Road grandchild pickup. I like that.
Right.
Well, Big Mama, we're going to put your name in for the drawing. Let me ask you this. When is the drawing?
It's this afternoon at about 2:30 or so.
There you go.
Is that close?
That is 2:30 to 2:40.
Oh, I listen all day. I just don't retain a lot.
So listening retention is not your strong suit?
Not really. Not anymore.
Ah, okay. Big Mama, what's in that gift basket?
Oh, $65 worth of whatever you want to put in, Mark.
$60 worth, but
you're $60 worth.
That's a good deal, isn't it?
It's a wonderful deal. Better than anybody else is offering.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you win, I want you to go down and enjoy it and then call me back.
And let you know what we did.
There you go, my dear.
I'm looking forward to it.
Big Mama, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Well, I will. Ain't nothing stopping us now here. We were talking a little off mic about this. Let's get into the Catherine Harris talk. This was today talking about the intelligence. IG is going to be testifying today in the vocal testimony from yesterday.
The landscape has entirely changed since Atkinson was on the Hill before the same committee 2 weeks ago. The whistleblower complaint has been declassified. The White House has released the July 25th phone call. And also, Democrats want more information from Atkinson about the evidence he used to determine that the whistleblower's complaint was credible. Republicans want more information about the procedure, whether it was followed, whether the whistleblower had direct or indirect knowledge of the phone call, and more specifically, they want information about the timeline. Now that we have confirmation that the whistleblower first reached out to the House-controlled Intelligence Committee prior to officially filing the complaint. And what we understand from our reporting is that we're now looking at a time frame of late July and early August. And that matters because of Congressman Schiff's public statements about what he knew about the whistleblower. Here's one from mid-September.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress. And so the risk for the whistleblower is retaliation.
The former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, was on Capitol Hill yesterday before three House committees in a closed session for a transcribed interview. That session went for about 10 hours. And over the course of the day yesterday, Fox News obtained encrypted text messages that were shared between senior diplomats after the July 25th phone call where the president asked the Ukrainian leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son. This exchange is from a top diplomat in Ukraine, Bill Taylor, and then the ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, who was a major contributor to the president's inaugural committee. Taylor texts, "As I said on the phone, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." Sondland responds, "Bill, I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear, no quid pro quos of any kind. The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is truly going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during the campaign. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text." And as you mentioned at the top of the show, there's this hard deadline today for compliance by the State Department with the three committees, Oversight, Intelligence, and Foreign Affairs, for Ukraine documents. And the reason that matters is that if Democrats move ahead with drafting articles of impeachment, this could fall into that bucket of obstruction of Congress.
That was a very good report on Catherine Herridge's part. It explained it a lot better than other people. Let me give you an example. Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about Volker and the text messages.
We begin with this because we've got major new developments in the House impeachment inquiry. Newly released text messages reveal how much pressure the Trump administration put on Ukraine to investigate a company linked to former Vice President Joe Biden's son. Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker, who resigned last week, gave Congress pages of text exchanges. He answered questions for more than 9 hours yesterday. The Democratic chairman of three House committees say the testimony reflects, quote, serious concerns.
Meanwhile, President Trump not only asked Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, he also called on China yesterday to do the same. First, Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill. He and a team of producers stayed up late combing through those texts. Ed, what did you find?
Text messages show administration officials coaching the Ukrainians on what to say in order to win a meeting with President Trump, specifically that they would commit to investigating that Ukrainian company with ties to Hunter Biden. But at least one diplomat on these text chains raised concerns about linking that request to releasing Ukraine's military aid.
The pages of text messages Kurt Volker handed over to Congress show the top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine at the time, Bill Taylor, repeatedly raised concerns about the administration's Ukraine strategy. In a text last month, he wrote, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." But Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, disagreed, saying, "I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. No quid pro quos of any kind." He suggested taking the conversation offline.
Okay, there was some information that was missing. First of all, the text did not ever mention Biden, Hunter, or Joe. It was just doing what happened with the prosecutor being fired. And then he left out some stuff in that last text that he was talking about. He said, "The president has made it clear there's no quid pro quo." And this is what the media is doing. We're going to get into how the media is handling this in a little bit. But that's what they're doing. They're parsing this stuff, and they're giving you part of the information. They read text and then deliberately said, they said, when, what's his name, Willie Geist was reading it, "Dig up dirt on Biden." The text did not say that. He said it as if the text said it. This is getting totally out of hand. This is the second part of Ed O'Keefe.
Taylor is a career Foreign Service officer with over 20 years of experience. Sondland is a Republican donor who gave about $1 million to the Trump campaign before being named to his post. The texts also show Volker, Sondland, and the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, coaching Ukrainian officials on how they could secure a White House visit by publicly promising to investigate a Ukrainian company linked to Hunter Biden and election meddling. But when a White House meeting was never planned, Taylor raised concerns again, asking, are we now saying that security assistance and White House meeting are conditioned on investigations? After hours of testimony, both Democrats and Republicans said Volker helped their opposing positions.
There was no quid pro quo whatsoever.
There was an ongoing scheme, as the whistleblower described, to quote unquote play ball.
Now, today, the House Oversight Committee is expected to subpoena the White House for more information on that July call between the president and the Ukrainian leader. They also want to learn about any attempts to conceal that call or to learn about who exactly is the whistleblower that set this off. Also today, the watchdog for the intelligence community will be back up here on Capitol Hill, meeting behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee.
Okay, let me again, a misrepresentation. It says setting a date. The setting the date, if you go back to the text, two texts before that, was the date of Trump coming to visit Ukraine. And they were trying to come up with a date to do it. And said, well, what are the things we're going to talk about? And what we need to do is establish what we're going to be talking about. They're taking that as if, oh, they're talking about the investigation. This is, these guys are reaching. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Jerry. How are y'all today?
Good, and you?
Getting geared up for football weekend. Y'all guys getting ready?
Ready. Who's LSU playing? Utah?
Utah, yeah. I think it's Utah State or something like that they're playing. But there's going to be a lot of other good games on.
Oh, yeah.
So, just gearing up for the weekend and everything, heading in for the evening, and probably going to get the wife and head on down the street, Sweet Creek, and get a few things down there.
All right.
And that always makes things much more better at the house with the food, and everything is so terrific out there, and the vegetables and, you know, all the good stuff down there. But that's about it, Dan. I'm getting over all that, and our president, he's making it perfectly clear of what he's done for everybody, and we know what he's done, so there's no sense of us worrying about them bunch of nuts up there. Let's enjoy our football season, and they'll get the pencil neck, and they're going to put him in the pencil sharpener and sharpen that tip of his head up, and when they get done with him, they might go ahead and just put him in a pencil holder or something, or put him away in a little, little boxes you used to put all your erasers and pencils in at school. Maybe they might just put him in one of those where we don't have to hear him no more. But, yeah, guys, I'm just ready for football, man. It's been a long week. It's a hot week. I'm ready for the cool weather to come in. They say we're going to have some good weather after the weekend, huh, Dan?
Yeah, it's you're going to have highs in the mid-80s and low 65. They say on Saturday next week it's going to be a high of 82 and a low of 55.
Wow.
Sunday, high of 79, low of 54.
Good deal.
It's subject to change.
I'm ready for it. I know the air conditioning unit's ready for it. It's been screaming for the last couple of weeks out there. And so maybe it'll get a chance to shut down soon here.
I hope so, because I love it when you transition. We normally have a storm that comes through, and then a front comes behind it. All the temperature dropped, the leaves get blown off the tree because of the wind and things, and all of a sudden there's a crispness in the air. It only feels crisp because we just had 100-degree days.
Yeah. I look forward to it too, Dan. And all of that, what you said, and opening the windows up and just letting that cool, good breeze of fresh air just come on in the house.
There you go. That's what I do.
All right, guys. Look, y'all been doing a terrific job down there, and I appreciate y'all, listening to me sometimes, and I hope everybody enjoys it out there and don't take it too seriously, but it's football time now, so.
It's eating, drinking, and football.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know what, Dan? You enjoy. Y'all keep on doing the good work y'all doing over there, and y'all know I'm listening out here, so.
Appreciate it, Rodney.
We appreciate it, Rodney.
All right, guys. Joey, you got your little show going now?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, he's tearing it up.
9 to 9. Right, I'm views with Jack Campbell. Listen in.
All right, I will, man. Look, I've been kind of busy and neglected all that, but I'm going to get into that, dig in that today, and so I can get them timelines for you. All right.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thanks,
Rodney. I appreciate
Rodney.
Y'all.
You have a good one.
All right.
News 93.1. Break coming up. Be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No!
Let me try to fit this one in. Laura talks to a former CIA, Laura Ingraham talks to a former CIA analyst, and talks Brennan. Listen to this.
MSNBC trotted out John Brennan yesterday, who not only propped up the phony Russian collusion narrative, but even suggested
some information.
It's going to happen again.
It's not just that Trump doesn't care about Russian interference. As he sees his political fortunes dwindling, I think he really is hoping that his pal Vladimir is going to come through once again and help him get elected in 2020 if he's going to be in office by then.
Just for that comment, he should never work again. Okay, that is just his pal, Vladimir. Now, what would cause a once venerated spy chief to level such a bogus claim again? Well, fear?
I'm supposedly going to be interviewed by Mr. Durham as part of this non-investigation. I remember William Barr, you know, when he was testifying in front of Congress, he said he didn't understand the predication of the counterintelligence investigation that was launched into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. I don't understand the predication of this worldwide effort to try to uncover dirt, either real or imagined, that would discredit that investigation in 2016 into Russian interference.
Joining me now, Fred Plyce is a former CIA analyst, former NSC official. Fred, if Brennan did everything by the book, like he says he did, why does he seem very on the edge about Durham's interview?
You know, Laura, this is a priority for the president that what happened in 2016 doesn't happen again. Intelligence was weaponized. This is a huge part of our government to collect foreign intelligence to defend our national security. It was used to influence a presidential election. And we know Brennan was in the middle of this. I mean, an example I love to talk about. Our ambassador to the United Nations asked for the names of hundreds of Trump officials to
Samantha Power, to
be demasked from NSA reports. Now, if I was a CIA analyst at the time, I was there 19 years, I would have refused to do that and reported.
You would have not done what Samantha Powers asked.
Well, if I was the officer, I'd say, I can't do that.
Let me go back. I want to isolate for you something that he said. Brennan to be interviewed by Mr. Durham. Listen to this.
I'm supposedly going to be interviewed by Mr. Durham as part of this non-investigation.
Interviewed, so he's obviously been contacted and by this non-investigation. And then he was discounting it, saying, looking into the origins, that they shouldn't be looking in the origins.
And I also prepared, and we can, if you want to play it, I have a clip of James Clapper yesterday on with Don Lemon saying the exact same line. And they're doing a trick they did from the beginning of that investigation. Said, we need to look at what Russia did. We need to look into what Russia did. And also the Trump campaign, did they coordinate with Russia? Trump would then go, it's a hoax that I coordinated. And then they would say, oh, you're not taking Russian interference seriously. So they would essentially conflate, and they're still conflating Russian interference with looking into the Trump campaign and spying on the Trump campaign.
And that's interesting. I do want you to play that clip later on. Susan Rice did the same thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got the same talking points here. So can we fit in one more clip on the CIA official?
We even know why this was done. We've never really learned the truth about this, have we?
It's one of many aspects of the abuse of
Susan Rice, all these people were asking for unmasking, asking for popcorn at the theater.
Brennan was shopping around the Steele dossier. The Steele dossier was used in FISA request to spy on Trump appointees. We know intelligence was leaked against General Flynn and Senator Sessions. And, I mean, the president said something very clear. I don't want this to happen again, either to a Republican or Democratic candidates.
Does he have a right and a duty? I think he has a duty to look into this, a duty to have someone look into this.
And, the intelligence community has ignored it. They don't talk about this. They haven't done anything to address it. We have to have them admit that this happened and to put in place rules to make sure it never happens again. That wouldn't be that difficult.
News Zone 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show, headed for the last hour of the Dan Moore Show after our top of the hour break.
Never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No. Any major dude will tell you. Have you ever seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. President Trump expected to object to House Democrats' impeachment inquiry and say the White House will not cooperate without a vote.
Well, we'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated...